Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 1,441,779 views on Sunday, January 29, 2023, our article of the day is Royal Rumble 2023. The 2023 Royal Rumble was the 36th annual Royal Rumble professional wrestling pay-per-view, PPV, and live streaming event produced by WWE. It was held for wrestlers from the promotion's Raw and SmackDown brand divisions. The event took place on Saturday, January 28, 2023, at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas, as part of the Alamo Dome's 30th anniversary celebration. It was the fourth Royal Rumble event to be held in San Antonio after the 1997, 2007, and 2017 events, and the third to take place at the Alamo Dome, following 1997 and 2017. It was also WWE's first event to be live-streamed on Binge in Australia, as the WWE Network service in Australia merged with Binge, a streaming service owned by WWE's Australian rights holder Foxtel. This was also the first Royal Rumble to be on the air past midnight Eastern Time. Traditionally, the Royal Rumble match winner receives a World Championship match at that year's WrestleMania. For the 2023 event, the winners of both the men's and women's matches received a choice of which World Championship to challenge for at WrestleMania 39. The men could choose to challenge for either Raw's WWE Championship or SmackDown's Universal Championship, currently held and defended together as the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, while the women had their choice between the Raw or SmackDown Women's Championship. While the Royal Rumble match is typically the main event of the card, this was the seventh Royal Rumble in which the match was not the main event, after 1988, 1996, 1997, 1998, 2006, and 2013. It was also the first Royal Rumble where the eponymous match opened the event. Five matches were contested at the event. In the main event, Roman Reigns defeated Kevin Owens to retain the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. For the Royal Rumble matches, Raw's Rhea Ripley won the women's match, becoming the first woman to win the match from the number one spot, as well as setting the record for longest time spent in the women's Rumble at 101 and 8 seconds, along with runner-up and number two entrant Liv Morgan, while Raw's Cody Rhodes won the men's, which was the opening bout. In another prominent match, Bray Wyatt, in his first televised match since WrestleMania 37 in April 2021, defeated LA Knight in a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. The event also saw the return of color commentator Pat McAfee, who joined Michael Cole and Corey Graves on commentary, Cody Rhodes, Edge, Beth Phoenix, Chelsea Green, Nia Jax, and Logan Paul, who made his first Royal Rumble appearance. Former WWE wrestler Michelle McCool also made an appearance in the Women's Royal Rumble match, while WWE Hall of Famer and NXT commentator Booker T appeared in the men's. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:21 UTC on Monday, January 30, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Royal Rumble 2023. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.